Welcome back to another Hilchos Shabbos here, and we will Mi'at Hashem now transition from the Issa Bishul to the Issa of Shehiya. That means besides the Issa Bishul, the Torah Asad, Chazal added a new Issa, and it's called the Issa of Shehiya, and there's the Issa of Chazara and Atmana, which we will learn. Which means like this, if someone puts a pot on the fire before Shabbos and lets it cook over Shabbos, Me'ikar Adin, there's no Isser Bishul whatsoever. I didn't do any mice on Shabbos, even though it's cooking on Shabbos, but I didn't do that. I put it on before Shabbos. And Be'etzim, there shouldn't be any Isser to put something that's not cooked on the fire and let it cook by itself over Shabbos, as long as I put it on before Shabbos. But Chazal worried about Exer Shem Yechata, which means maybe I'm going to see the food is not cooking so well, so I'm going to stroke the flames in order to make the fire a little bigger, in order for the food to cook better. An example would be, in today's age, you would see a crock pot, it's too low. I want to make it a little higher in order that it's cooked better. And the Gzer is called Shem Yechata. And Lamaisa Chazal were makel on Shehiya in certain oifanim, certain ways. If, for example, if there's no reason for Shem Yechata, if the food is already cooked enough, there won't be Shem Yechata. We'll talk about that soon. Or if you did Garo Fakotum, which we'll talk about next year, another way of doing the Shehiya will be if you cover the fire in a way that you'll recognize that the fire is covered and you won't come to be Mechata, you won't come to raise the fire, make the fire bigger. Now, the Gemara in Shabbos, there's Machlokes Chachamim and Chananya. What's the din? When is there Issa Shehiya? The Chum hold, Kol Zman, the food is getting better, even if it's fully cooked, but if it's getting better, I cannot leave it on the flame for Shabbos without Gara Fakotum, without putting a blech on. Why? Because of Gzer Hashem Yechata. Lamaisa, the food's getting better. For example, Chalent is getting better. I'm going to be nervous about it. And therefore, I'm going to stroke the flames and make the flame bigger and be Oivav of the Issa of Mavir. But Chananya holds that as long as the food is semi-cooked, we're not worried that you're going to be mechata the flames, you're going to stroke the flames. Why not? Because you're already comfortable, it's already almost edible, it's maicha ben desoy, some people eat it this way, and it's a machlokes what maicha ben desoy means, if it means half-cooked or third-cooked, once it reaches that level, there is no iser of shehiya. That's the sheet of Chananya. So the machlokes Chananya, the Rabbanon, if there's an iser shehiya, when it's partially cooked. According to Rabbanon, until it's mitzdamik v'raloi, there's an issa shehiya, which means I cannot keep it on a flame without covering the flame. Masha Inkein, the Chananya holds, once it's partially cooked, a half cooked, let's say, we'll go l'chumra, we'll go half cooked, that's enough, and you don't have to cover the flame anymore. So how do we paskin? The Shulchan Aruch and Siman Reish Nun Gimel paskin l'chumra like the chumim. And Kol Zman, the food is getting better, you have to cover the flame. Masha Inkein, the Ramah, paskin's like Chananya. And he says, that if, as long as it's half cooked, you don't have to cover the flame. So the Bir Halacha brings down, so really we should go like the Ramah, that the Menegas Lahakel. The Ramah brings down, the Bir Halacha brings down, the Chatchila, you should machmer like the Shita of the Shulchan Aruch, and you should not do Shehiya without covering the flame, even if it's fully cooked. As long as it's still getting better, you should always cover the flame. That's what the Bir Halacha says. The Chazinish argues, it says that this is a Chumra Gedayla, and he holds you can makel like the Ramah, like Chananya. So the Menegas Lahakel is, the Elamais where you put a blech on, because that's what we do. Miyos toiv, chaparayin, the bir halacha, the shita of mechaber. And even if the food is fully cooked, as long as it's getting better, the minig is that we do put on a blech and we cover the flame. But lemaisa, it's midin chumra that we do this. And Hashem, that we'll see that the nafkaminis that we're saying that's midin chumra. But that's the minig. The minig is that when we put on a pot on the flame before Shabbos, we always make sure to cover it, even if it's fully cooked, because we are choishes for those shita to hold. As long as it's getting better, you have to cover the flame.